So this is it, everyone. This is day 4 on my travel to orbit. Man, I've been traveling a lot, on the road all the time. So I figured I'd record some of my thoughts while I'm out there about Destiny. I love Destiny. Destiny's interesting because there's some moments where you just hate the game, and there's, you know, most of the time you really love the game, and it keeps you coming back. It's the, you know, the friends that you play with, the clan members, the great raid experiences that you have, just keeps you coming back. And it seems like with Taken King, those experiences just keep getting better and better. So I want to jump into some of the grimoires today. A couple of interesting things that I found. I'm sure other people have found these. But I wanted to talk about the enemies, the Taken enemies and the grimoire cards. I was reading through all of these. Have most of them unlocked, not all of them. But for the Taken enemies, they all have a common line in their description of the card. So each of the enemies will have this line. It'll say, there is a knife for you. It is shaped like, and then in brackets, it says this for some of the cards. It's a, in some of the brackets, it says sideways, not alone, no more fear, call forth the numberless, division, retaliation, this place is mine, you cannot find me, loneliness, and joy. And then for all the Vex Taken, they have a common line. They don't have anything written in brackets, but their common line is, accept the changing blade. So I thought this was kind of interesting that the Vex don't have that common line. And I'm thinking, maybe they don't have the common line because they're robots and they couldn't be changed too drastically. But all the other enemies that we've encountered are all biological, so that they were able to be changed in a different way. But so now here is my speculation on these words or phrases that are in brackets. I'm guessing somewhere, or maybe in the future of the game, this is what I'm hoping anyway, because when I saw this, I imagined, okay, there's something hidden out there. There's a website hidden where we have to, you know, use these as answers to questions to unlock something. Maybe it's to unlock just another shader or an emblem somewhere. Almost like an augmented reality game that Bungie has done in the past. 343 does it. A lot of video game companies have been doing this a lot more lately. Something more interactive where you have to kind of delve deeper into the code of the websites, find these images, decrypt them, and then you go on to some randomly named website and you put these in. Because that's what these sound like to me. These phrases and words sound like they could be answers to some sort of question or something. Or else, why would they be in brackets? I mean, a lot of the grimoire cards, I think they're meant to be more than just, you know, backstory and stuff. I think we're supposed to come through them. We're supposed to come to determinations about the story and where we can use these. So I really hope that there's something more to it like that. I want them to be more interactive, get people interested in going through and reading them. You know, eventually people will find them, they'll post them on Reddit, they'll post them on the internet, and people will just copy from there. But at least they'll get people, you know, more interested in the grimoire and finding, you know, those hidden things out there. Because I think this would be a really cool idea to add a different element to the game. I mean, I'm trying to figure out where, you know, you could look to put these in or where to use these phrases at all. Hopefully there's something. Let me know if you guys are thinking the same thing. If this could be more than just, you know, random words in the grimoire, if it could lead to something different. Because I thought that was pretty interesting. Hopefully something cool comes of it. We'll see. You never know. Then one other card that I wanted to talk about on the card for the Promethean Code mission, where you go to Rasputin and you try to get the codes to get a better cloaking system. Ikora Ray mentions the Thanatonauts. It's like Thanatonauts. What are the Thanatonauts? So I was thinking, well, Thanatos was the Greek personification of death. And then they added the suffix not, and generally that denotes, it turns a word into a traveling word, like, you know, astronaut, it's a traveling to the astronaut, you know. So I was thinking, well, maybe Thanatonauts is, it's either a ship, the Thanato, or the Thanatos, so that there's people on this ship that are flying around called the Thanatos. Or it's kind of a definition that, you know, these are travelers with death. So they're either traveling on with death or traveling as death or something. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that they used that word in there. I mean, there's so much information and so many possibilities that go into these cards. And you think we still have 9 years of Destiny, that they can pull so much from all the cards that we already have. I think there's like 300, 200 plus cards already. And there's so much information in them, so many little stories that could be added slowly into the world, or just whole, you know, quest lines or storylines could be taken from them. So, just kind of interesting. I thought it was interesting, so I thought I'd bring it up. I didn't get to play too much Destiny last night. I did, however. I ran the first two strikes on the Dreadnought. So, I did the Shield Brothers. And then I did the Sunless Cell Strike. The Sunless Cell Strike was really fun. I really enjoyed it. The last battle with Alec Hull. Alec Hull. We'll just call him Alex. The Dark Blade was really, really cool. You drop down into this pit or into the cell. It's super dark. You can't see anything. There's very little light. And you just start hearing this breathing and this stomping getting closer and closer. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what it is. Then all of a sudden, this big knight with a giant axe sword just smashes down right in the center of the room. And he's killing people and everything gets all hectic. People start spawning in. He's in the middle, then he disappears, he's gone, you're looking for him, you're shooting into the dark to see if he hit anything, and then all of a sudden he comes from behind you or somewhere you weren't expecting, and then he rains, comes down attacking, more people spawn, you throw on your lightning super and you just start throwing lightning everywhere, it lights up the room, lighting up enemies, dropping orbs, he disappears again, you know, the three of you are looking around, where is it at? Super interesting, way cool boss fight. Like, the boss battles are so much better than anything previously in Destiny, where everything was just stand in a circle, bullet sponge, walk back and forth. The boss battles have been fun, they've been dynamic. I haven't felt like any of them are bullet sponges or they take way too much damage. They've all been really interesting. I've liked all the boss battles so far. I'm excited to see what the raid has in store. For their boss encounters. It looks like if you look at the hive enemies, there's still a ton of enemies that I haven't come up against. One thing I thought was really cool on the Dreadnought and the Breach of Patrol, when you first start there, I was walking around there looking for fragments to forge my sword. More about that later, because the swords are awesome. There's a big battle there that happened between the Cabal, there's some Taken, then the Hive are there. And some tomb ships warp in, and, you know, they're fighting the Cabal, then the Hive summoning this giant ogre in the middle. He starts raining havoc on everyone. Really cool, really interesting. It wasn't like a public event. I haven't run into a public event yet. I don't know if there are public events aside from the Court of Oryx. So, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. Fighting all these enemies all at the same time with the new supers and the new weapons is a lot of fun. Haven't really found a new weapon that I actually like. I have a Hake auto rifle. I think I like it. I couldn't even tell you what the perks are on it. I feel like I don't want to get too attached to any of the weapons or gear that I have right now, because I know I'm just going to use them to infuse a different weapon that I'm going to get later on to prepare for the raid. So we'll see. I really like the Suros auto rifles. I really like those. I just haven't found one. I got one from a quest, but it's only like 200 damage. So you either have to infuse it, or just wait till I actually get a different one that I like. So we'll see how that goes. So one thing that I have been doing, I mentioned the swords. So I finally finished my sword quest line. I went and had to do some chest farming on the Dreadnought for some metal filaments. You have to collect 25 of them. And I did it on the first part in the Breach. And then you move to the Mausoleum. There's a circuit where you can get about maybe 3 or 4 chests per circuit that you make. It takes a long time. A lot of the times the chests don't spawn. And there's a lot of different places where they can spawn. So you're doing a lot of searching in the Mausoleum for where those chest spawns are. And there's a lot of tunnels. Found a lot of those crystallized items that give you the what's it called? It's to unlock the book or something. It has escaped my mind. But there's 50 of them, so I found a bunch of those just searching for all these chests, which is really nice, because there's 50 of them. Eventually, you'll unlock an exotic with them, and you'll get all the story, it's an interesting story. Unlocking it piece by piece is kind of fun, especially when it's not in order, because you're kind of like, you get more speculation, what happened here, oh, I got to go find this one, where could this one be at? It's all really interesting, but there's a lot of locked chests in the mausoleum and in the breach. I found maybe 4 of them that are locked. And in order to unlock them, you have to get the keys. And so far, to do that, I found 1 key so far. You find these relics. And then from the relic, you kill enemies on the dreadnought. And the relics unlock, and then they become keys so that you can go back and find the chest. But then you got to remember what chest goes to what key. You have to remember where that one is. But I think the relics you also use in the Court of Oryx. So do you want to go to the Court of Oryx, or do you want to unlock the chests, or... So there's a lot to do. I can see there's going to be a lot of time on the Dreadnought searching for these things, unlocking these things, which is fine. It gives us something to do instead of, you know, from before, we didn't really have anything to do once you hit your level. You did the raid, you did Nightfall, and you did the weekly, and that was kind of it. And you did that over and over again. Unless you were a PvP player, then you got to play some PvP. I need to go into Mayhem and check out my Lightning Super, because Lightning is super awesome. I unlocked a perk where it chains more to other enemies instead of, you know, doing a big giant blast when you start it, which is super fun. So much lightning all over the place. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, I got 25 of these metal shards, and I was able to go get my sword from Shax. So you take it to Shax, and Shax, he'll let you pick between solar, arc, or void damage. So I took arc damage to go with the whole lightning kick I am on with this character. I mean, after doing void for so long with your warlock, it's like finally you get something new and just going pure lightning for a while. So I unlocked that. It starts at like 230 or 220 damage. And then I fed 2 of my legendaries into it, so I got my sword up to 245. So I'm going to have to keep finding more of those to level it up. But I'm super excited to start using that. One of the cards, the sword card in the grimoire, talks about the swords. It says, "History might come to call it the Great Hive War, but others will remember it as the day swords came to the city." And so far, that's what I'm all about. I'm super excited to have a new weapon type. I think that's the only new weapon type. I mean, sidearms are kind of new, but we had those in House of Wolves. But there's a lot of cool-looking sidearms now. There's a sweet-looking Glock that I like. There's a sidearm that looks like it has a suppressor on it. But the swords I'm excited to use the swords. I'm going to collect all of them. I'll go run the same mission on my other 2 characters. So I'll unlock the solar and then the void sword and pack those around and then figure out. I think there's 2 more exotic swords that I've got to find. So I'm excited for that. Swords are going to be super fun, I think. Hopefully they just bring a whole game type where you're just using swords in PvP. Because I would go do that. That's fun. Just like Mayhem, it's kind of, you go in there, not too serious, throwing supers around, no big deal. If they do that with a PvP game type, I'd be all over that. I'd play a lot more PvP. Maybe I'd try to get some of those bounties. I'm really liking the new bounties. It seems like you could go around and be doing anything. You could be doing chests. You could be... just cruising around doing bounties, or of course you're doing bounties, but you cruise around and they just kind of auto-complete when you're not expecting it. You just pick them up. I didn't even read them. I just picked them all up, went and did my chest farming. I think I completed 2 of them. So it's really easy. It's really nice. You can turn them in right there. You get your upgrades in. I haven't really been upgrading too many of my legendaries right now, just because I know eventually I'm going to get better legendaries. So spending the glimmer and the materials, I'm just like, whatever, I'm just going to replace this in a little bit anyway, so I'm not going to spend the time really. But it's nice you get to keep them, because then you get to infuse your stuff that you do get, and that's going to boost its armor, or it's going to boost its damage. So I'm liking that. So I have to see, I don't know, I'll have to see how many points per item, you know, can actually boost your light level on your items, because I know if you find a legendary that's low light level, like I have a auto rifle that's only 200 light level, some of the blues and greens are a little bit higher than that. I can just use one of those to infuse that to pump it up, and then you just keep going as you get the higher weapons. So I have to figure out what the best way to do that is. I'm sure someone's already figured it out, but I like to discover these things on my own for the first little bit, and then I'll see what the how to min-max things off the internet, what people are finding. So, still having a lot of fun. Taken King is a huge improvement. Really enjoying it. There's a chest in the mausoleum. If you look out towards the mausoleum, there's a huge open area where that giant light is coming from. So I went up to there, and then I pulled out my ghost, and the ghost shows you where all these hidden walkways are. So I started to jump into these hidden walkways. This is kind of tricky because they disappear before you can land. Some of the jumps are pretty far. So you get over there. There's two locked chests, one on the left side, one on the right side. The right side, there wasn't anything over there. I think there might have actually been a one of the crystals over there that you can pick up on the right side. Then if you go to the left side, there's a locked chest. And once you land on the platform on the left side, these three exalted thrall pop up out of these little circles. And they start attacking you. It's like, oh, I can take on these three thralls, no big deal. Except they're immune to damage. So no matter what you throw at them, they're going to kill you. Or they're going to try and knock you off this platform. So I was panicking, trying to open the chest. The chest is locked, so I didn't have the key anyway. But I can see how it would be kind of interesting. There's so many of them right there that they might kill you before you get that chest open. So it's kind of a cool way to, you know, figure out, oh, maybe I got to come back after I got a higher light level so I can take a little bit more damage, or come back with someone else that can, you know, be distracting these thrall while I open the chest and then you switch off. So I thought that was really interesting and really cool. There's a lot of cool things like that so far that I found. I haven't explored all of the Dreadnought yet. I have done all the missions that are there currently and all the strikes. I still need to go do the Saber Strike on wherever it's at. I don't know if it's on Earth. It might be on Earth. And then I still have to go to the two old strikes that were PlayStation exclusive, so I can get those Grimoire cards also. Still lots to do so far. Lots of quests that I've unlocked that I haven't even started. But then I want to go get my other two characters to level 40 and get them through the main storyline so I can start playing with them. And then tomorrow, of course, is the raid, which is going to be super exciting and stoked for the raid. I don't know if our group is going to be ready. One of our guys is traveling, so he might not be there Friday, but maybe Saturday we'll jump in the raid and see how badly we can die, because I know some of us aren't geared yet for it. But it's going to be super fun. I'm super excited for all this new content that we're getting. I'm hoping that we get more weekly content like we did with the Queen's bounties. When the Queen when Petra came to the tower for like a week and she had different bounties to do. I'm hoping we have more stuff like that in the Taken King to kind of keep us occupied until the next DLC comes out. DLC, I imagine, will be out in December-ish if they're sticking with their old timeline. So I think this will last us. I don't think there's going to be a huge content gap like there was with the other DLCs. I think these are great changes for Destiny, and I think we're going to see more changes like this as time comes on that are just better for us as players, more fun. And I still haven't really even touched the Court of Oryx. I did one Court of Oryx battle where the two knights come out and they got to be close together for their shields to drop. That was really hard. I was there alone at first, and I wasn't going to be able to do it. I had like 20 seconds left, and one of the guy was like 8th health. The other guy was, I don't know, 6th of his health left. But then someone jumped in and started helping out. With the two of us, we were able to finish it with like 5 seconds left. And I didn't get too my awards weren't very good, but I got a couple engrams, and I think I got another token to upgrade so that I can do a tier 2 Court of Oryx. So we'll see how that goes tonight. So thanks for listening, guys. Again, if you have any questions or comments about this trip to orbit, hit me up at Twitter. All right, peace.